أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حميم. تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز العليم. The previous surah was surah Zumar, in which Allah Ta'ala explained that towards the end of the surah that there will be two groups, major groups on the day of Qiyamah. One group that will be going to Jahannam and the other that will be going to Jannah. And in that also there will be various groups according to their disbelief and kufr, or according to their iman and amal. Yeah, in this our surah now, Suratul Mu'min, Allah explains to us to build our iman so we can be in that righteous groups of that are going to Jannah. And for that we should be, the most important is to believe in Allah Ta'ala as Allah is. Not what we make out of Allah, but we have to find out who Allah really is, and we have to have our iman according to that. For that, in the beginning, the first 2-3 ayats, Allah Ta'ala explains certain of His various qualities, which we must see that our iman confirms to. Hamim, the meaning of that is only known to Allah Ta'ala. Tanzeelul kitabi min Allahil azizil alim. Utarta kitab ka Allah se hai, jo zabardast hai, khabardar. There is a revelation of the kitab of the Quran Sharif from Allah Ta'ala. Allah is that name which is all encompassing. All the qualities of Allah Ta'ala are included in the name of Allah. One particular quality that Allah has referred to here and which our iman must be on, Al-Aziz, who is the most powerful, who overpowers everything and all, everything together, cannot overpower Allah, cannot even make a dent in any of Allah Ta'ala's great qualities. Allah is far above that, most superior. Al-Alim, Khabardar, the one who is fully aware, who has full knowledge of each and everything, of the past, the future, the present. Allah Ta'ala does not have to open a file to check up anything. Allah doesn't have to click anywhere to find anything. Everything is in front of Allah all the time. So our iman must be that Allah has got knowledge like that. Allah's power is like that. Ghafiri dhamb, gunah bakhshne wala. And Allah is He who forgives sins. And He forgives not wholesale. Wholesale is too small a term. Allah forgives very, very greatly sins. As soon as a person turns to Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala does not hold back. Allah immediately forgives, and in fact Allah Ta'ala showers that person with various blessings when he asks for forgiveness. Qabili Tawb, Tawbah Qabool Karne Wala. Allah is one who accepts Tawbah. As soon as a person makes Tawbah, Allah Ta'ala accepts it. A person can commit the same sin, the same guna, 100 times in one day. Every time he asks for maaf, Allah will forgive him. Allah won't say, you are playing the fool with me. That what you think of yourself, how many times must I forgive you? Allah is not like that. No boss can forgive his workers like that. No husband can forgive his wife like that. Allah Ta'ala readily accepts when a person makes tawbah. And all this is that we should turn to Allah Ta'ala and ask Him for forgiveness. Shadeedul iqab, sakht azab dene wala. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala, if He punishes, He punishes also very, very severely. So a person must, when Allah Ta'ala is ghafiru dhamb, forgiver of sins, qabilu tawb, and He accepts tawbah, so why must a person hold back? Just immediately make tawbah, no matter what sins a person might have committed, even kufr and shirk, even murder, whatever sins he could have committed, he asks Allah for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. However, the rights of fellow people, that will have to be fulfilled as well. Dhit tawl, maqdoor wala, and very, 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 very spacious. Allah has got great, great amounts of each and everything. His forgiveness is unlimited. His generosity is unlimited. His wealth is unlimited. Everything is fully in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. When all that is understood, then naturally, La ilaha illa hu, kisi ki bandagi nahi siwai uske. There is nobody else, nobody worthy of worship besides Allah. Allah is the one and only. And really a mu'min, when he reaches that from the inner recesses of his heart, he realizes it's only Allah for me. There is nobody else for me. That person has then reached Allah Ta'ala. إِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ اُسِي كِ طَرَفْ رُوَ پِرْ جَانَا هَي. And the return is also only to Allah Ta'ala. When that is the case, even a kafir is also going to return to Allah. Fortunate is that person who returns to Allah before he's returned. In other words, he finds Allah. He builds a connection with Allah. And then when he goes to Allah, he knows where I am going and is happy to go on that journey. Then, مَا يُجَادِلُ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَهِي جَگَرْتَ هِي اللَّهِ كِ بَعَاتُ مَنْ جُو مُنْكِرْ هَي. Only those people dispute in the talks of Allah who are disbelievers. There is a quality of the non-believers to try and find fault in any command of Allah, to question any command of Allah. A true mu'min is he who readily accepts every command of Allah. Yes, this we must do to make sure that it is Allah's command. It isn't somebody who is just saying something from his own side. When it is the command of Allah, a mu'min should have no objections. Whether it is capital crime, whether it is hijab and parda in Islam, whether it is the forbiddance of interest, a person must not question this. With a Western mind, a person then, and this is the poison that they put into us through the education, then we have problems with capital punishment, that we call it, na'uzu billah, barbarism, barbaric, etc. Then, for example, a person questions the marriage of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was still a little girl. If a person has got iman, he has got no questions. So this is not proper for a Muslim to question and argue about these matters. فَلَا يَغْرُرْكَ تَقَلُّبُهُمْ فِي الْبِلَادِ. So tujh ko dhoka na de, ye baat ke wo chalte phirte hai shahron mein. And don't be deceived that they are moving around in the earth. They are so to say control of the earth. For example, if they want to travel, they travel to any country. They don't need a visa also. Many, if you have an American passport, Europe passport, UK, you enter any country without a visa. You have a Pakistani passport, Indian, Bangladeshi passport, you got problems everywhere. So they have set up the whole thing that for them to travel around, to mess around in the world, everything is in their control. So Allah says, don't be deceived by this. How you are seeing them traveling, whether it is in first class, they are sitting in lounges at the airports, don't you be deceived by all these things. Your effort is to have proper iman and not dispute in any commands of Allah Ta'ala. And if you are deceived by this, then look a little bit into history and see the condition of those people who were like them and what their result was. كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ جُتْلَا چُكَي اُنْسَ پَهْلِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ. The people of Nuh alayhi salam also falsified their Nabi. They also had all the authority in the world. They were also in the ruling seat and they were also doing as they pleased. But finally, what happened to them? Well, ahzabu min ba'dihim. Aur kitne firqe usse peeche. And how many other nations after him? Whether it was the people of Lut alayhi salam, Saleh alayhi salatu wasalam, Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, all these people had the high seats in this world. And they were ruling and carrying on as if they're not going to die. And they treated the poor like dirt and filth. But finally, what was their result? So don't be deceived by this outward glitter and glamour of theirs. وَهَمَّتْ كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ بِرَسُولِهِمْ لِيَأْخُذُوهُ اور ارادہ کیا ہر امت نے اپنے رسول پر کہ اس کو پکر لے. And every ummat that had come before, it was a firm intention to destroy the Nabi, to get hold of him, kill him, martyr him, and destroy him. Just like that today, the Muslims are the target of the people of the world. Whether it is America or Russia, whether it is India or Israel, all of them, the intention is to crush the Muslims. And in fact, one lady, a non-Muslim lady in France said, there will be no peace in the world until there is one Muslim left on the surface of the world. So the idea is to get rid of every Muslim. They start with who they call fanatics and extremists, but finally even the moderates, and finally even that who just has a name of a Muslim won't be tolerated by them either. So this is the idea. وَجَادَلُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ وَرْلَانِ لَگِ جَگْرِ جھوٹے جَگْرِ. And they bring false arguments to justify Lika, for example. To justify the lesbianism and to homosexuality and all the evils. What arguments don't they bring to justify all these evil things of theirs? لِيُضْحِذُوا بِهِ الْحَقِّ ke usse dhaka de sacche deen, and all this to cover up the true deen and the correct way of life. They are living lives worse than animals, and they present it with arguments that appeal to everyone, and it appears what they are saying is right, but this is all to cover up the truth and so that people don't understand the truth. فَأَخَذَتْهُمْ phir maine unko pakad liya. Allah says, I gave them some respite, but then I caught them and my punishment came. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ اِقَابٍ. Then how wasn't my punishment? Don't you see this? So don't you be deceived by presently what is happening in the world. All the evil, for them to have 1,000 girlfriends is nothing wrong. But to have a second wife, it is a big crime. It is not permitted to have a second, have a legal second wife. So all this evil of this, don't you be influenced by that in any way. You follow the true deen. It is from Allah Ta'ala. And the true deen, don't argue in the commands of Allah and in the ayats of Allah. They are 100% true and correct. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.